Have you ever wondered what it's like to be a real-life medium? Then this is the podcast for you. In this show, you'll learn how to open your heart to spirit, hear adventures I've experienced as an award-winning psychic medium and teacher. Plus, I'm going to give you some psychic information and insight into what the future holds for our increasingly crazy world. Tune in every Friday and get ready to connect to the other side. I'm Jen, and I'll be your guide starting right now.
Hello, welcome back to the Singing Medium Podcast. It's been a little while. Thank you so much for your patience as I find the time to sit at my desk with this microphone. I hope it sounds okay. I just got a new mic. It's kind of cute, but it looks like a Barbie cheap kind of microphone. So hopefully it sounds okay. And as always, I'm so happy to be here, and I'm so happy that you are listening to this podcast. All over the world, I can see my stats, and it looks like someone in Africa is listening. I have people in the States. The States is my biggest audience, so that was surprising to me because I'm from Canada, and I really, really love that I'm branching out more. So one of my goals is to reach more people. So here we are, wherever you're listening. Hey, I'm so happy to meet you, and thank you to my followers, actually my listeners, who have been listening for a very long time since day one of 2020 when this podcast used to be called Elevate Her Soul Podcast. And anyways, let's get on with it. I want to have a couple of announcements for you before we begin, actually. And I would like to encourage you, if you are drawn to the mediumship world, if you are feeling like you have gifts that are coming online and you're not sure how to handle them or what to do with them, I highly recommend that you sign up for January 2025 winter classes. And the first one I recommend is Mediumship Level 1. This is the ultimate decision you will ever make in your spiritual journey. When I decided to take a class, Mediumship Level 1, I had no idea what I was in for. I thought I was just talking to some dead people, but this was the decision that changed everything. I know it sounds drama. I've been told I'm dramatic. I'm telling you, this was the thing that got me onto my journey to quitting my job with the school board, to having my own business for the past 8 years. I just recently celebrated my 8-year anniversary of the Singing Medium, and it's just been a whirlwind of a year. I've had such a great year. I think I remember year 5 was like the blah year, but year 8 is amazing. And let's make the 8th year, the 9th year actually, even better by having students that are brand new to this so I can help you understand what the heck is going on in your life. What the heck? Why do you hear songs in your head? Why do you feel like you have spirit around you? What is going on? Why are you waking up at 3 a.m.? Why do you have cold chills all of a sudden? Why are your lights flickering? You know you have a gift. Yes, you, who's listening to this podcast right now. You have a gift, and it's time to work on it. So this is one of the options. I do have other classes, but I feel like I just want to explain to you about Mediumship Level 1 and get really excited. And just for human purposes, there's only 2 spots left. So again, Mediumship Level 1 was the best decision I ever made. I have students who began this class. They took this class in 2021, I believe. And I have a whole bunch of them who are actually professionals right now. They are doing readings for being paid. They have their own businesses. They quit one business and they started at another one. Their lives are changing. They're making decisions based on spirit-led inspiration instead of logical all the time and thinking and trying. And it's just so beautiful to watch the transformation of these students. But don't take my word for it. Go and sign up right now. I'm going to put the link in the show notes. But remember, there's only 2 spots left because I want to keep this class small. It is important not to have a large group for the first level because I don't want you to get lost in there. And the reason why you're afraid is because you don't really understand it. The only reason people don't do things is because they're afraid of the unknown. And that would make complete sense because the spirit world is the unknown, right? We don't know everything about the spirit world. We don't know everything. If a teacher says, the students ask me a question, I'm like, I don't know that answer. I can't know everything, right? It's infinite. The spirit world is infinite and we only touch the surface of it. But Mediumship Level 1 is the really best way to go. And yeah, I don't know why I'm going to tell you this story, but so my grandparents, my paternal grandparents, I love them today. I love all my grandparents, but I spent more time with my paternal grandparents, and they were devout Catholics. You may have heard this story before, but they were devout Catholics. They're going to church every Sunday, crucifix on the wall. My grandmother always carried a rosary with her. Her son is in the Catholic business, and they are in spirit, so they passed, and they are the first ones, first spirit contacts, who show up to all of my classes in Mediumship Level 1 and help every single student in class. So my grandparents, so it can't be evil. It can't be darkness. It can't be the devil's work, because if my devout Catholic grandparents are the first ones to come and help every single student in my mediumship level and beyond, I have also, they help my private students as well. So I have also, I offer like one-to-one mentorship, which in my opinion, not a bias, it could sound biased, but in my opinion, that is the best thing you can do as one of my students, because you get individualized attention and things, you learn things that you don't learn in the big classes, but that's another story. But they also help those students. And I'm getting really distracted here. I feel like I have this whole week, I felt like I have ADHD. Like I probably already have ADHD. I'm not actually diagnosed officially medically with this. I really feel like I have ADHD and I feel like it is amped up. Like I can't concentrate to save my life. I obsessively on my phone. I'm drinking. Have you ever tried? Oh my God. I'm going to put this in my story on Instagram, elevate.herzl. Have you ever tried cranberry ginger ale, Canada Dry? Well, I guess if you're in the States, you won't, but Canada Dry to me is like ginger ale when you're sick. So if I ever have like the stomach flu or whatever, I always ask Chad, my husband, to, can you go get me Canada Dry? Like it's ginger ale. I only would drink that for when I'm sick. Okay. Yesterday I'm at the grocery store. I'm like, I'm going to try. What's the craze about this Canada Dry cranberry ginger ale? So I bought a small little pack to try it. Oh my God. It is so good. I have like two cans sitting on my desk here and I'm looking at it. I'm like, I really want a Canada Dry cranberry ginger ale. So if you get a chance to try that, it is so good. And here's my ADHD showing up because, you know, we got to keep it real. Speaking of keeping it real, before I get into this episode, I'm going to tell you another story. So I guess not all this week, but it must be the Scorpio season, or I have so much anger. Like I'm so angry and it's like it's been contained for so long and I'm like, I just want to let it out and all these triggers are happening. So I get a lot of positive comments on TikTok and Instagram, but there's also a lot of negative and very unhappy people who do not enjoy what I say or what I post. And they make it very well known, you know, the internet trolls and haters and whatever. But I have, completely honest, I have a trigger or a trauma from being called a fraud or a fake, because I'll tell you why. And this does not mean that I'm a fraud or a fake. I would not be doing this for money if I was. I never scam anybody. You know, when I first started, I received two pieces of hate mail. The first one, it was like a handwritten card, looked really nice, like nice printed with a stamp on it. It looked like a grandma sent me a thank you card. My husband handed it to me, and this is when we lived in Shelburne, so I would say like maybe 2017 this happened. And he handed me this card from the mail. He goes, I have a really weird feeling about this letter I'm going to give you from the mailbox. And I'm like, oh, okay, whatever. I open it up, and I open the card, and in just big words, big letters, is the word fraud. Like someone calling me a fraud. So they took the time to pick a card, get a pen, write the word fraud, go get a stamp, put it in an envelope, find my address and send it to me in the mail. So ever since that happened, I have the biggest trauma or trigger. People, anyone calling me a fraud or, oh, I can't handle it. So this has been triggered all week. So there's been some comments on there like, you're a fake psychic and you ruin it for everybody. I'm like, you know how they are, right? So what I do is in my trauma-based therapy experience, I guess, is I use humor, right? To deflect. I use humor because they're like, oh, well, we're going to trigger Jen. They don't care. They don't give a shit. They're probably off trolling someone else, right? So it was triggered when someone called me a fraud on Instagram. I believe it was Instagram, but it's everywhere, I guess. And I was like, oh my God. So that just triggered so many, like, okay, Jen, you have to use your humor to deflect this. And so I made a whole bunch of like CapCut videos about, you know, I would copy and paste the comment, put it in there and just make humor out of it. But I'm telling you, the underneath it, it's like, holy shit, I'm a fraud. People think I'm a fraud. What am I going to do? You know, just all these things coming up, right? As they do, because when you embark on a mediumship journey, when you become a medium, you accelerate your healing aspects within, like the things that you didn't want to heal or look at, they come up to the surface and you have to look at them. You have to put your face in the toilet full of poo. Like you just have to do it. Like there's no choice around it. And this is what happens when you become a medium. I'm just not doing a good job selling this class, am I? But if you really want to know who you are and you really want to heal, mediumship level one. Because that's what happened. That's what started it for me, right? And yeah, there's of course the normal thing where you're like, well, people are going to think this about me. Well, if Jen got a hate mail with the word fraud on it, what are people going to say about me when I tell people I'm a medium or that I'm training to become a medium, talk to dead people? That's a huge stigma still, right? And we're trying to unbreak that, but it's a huge stigma where people are like, oh my God, you talk to dead people? You're so weird. Like, or you talk to, like it's not just talking to dead people, guys, just so you know. I astral travel, I astral project, I teach people how to do this. I know how to use energy to manifest things quite easily. I've learned a lot, or I remembered a lot, and there's aliens involved. Like, there's a whole bunch of things I don't talk about, but today we're just going to talk about mediumship, and that will sort of uncover all of the other things that have been forgotten or hidden, or because of our limited mindset, we don't think these things could be real. And so I'm here to debunk that for you and help you in your journey. Hold your hand. And as I lovingly tell all of my students, is that I throw you in the lake. If you come to my class, I throw you in the lake. You have to learn how to swim because you know how to swim. You remember how to swim, but I stand there with a life jacket in case you need it. I'm not going to let you drown. And that's what I tell them. So enough about me. This is how you can become a medium. And I do believe that I have another episode maybe called How to Become a Medium. I'm not sure if I do. I didn't really check. But I really feel like this is necessary to do this today so that those who are listening and those who are called to it and those who have found me, this is how it works, okay? Here's how this works. If you're meant to work with me in any level, this is what happens because it's a spirit-led thing. It's like the universe brings you to me when it's time. Not before, not after, when it's time. So I can't make this up, okay? You'll hear me say, I can't make this shit up. So what usually happens is people who have never heard of me before, right? They'd never heard of Jen Abra. That's fine. All of a sudden, I'm everywhere. Like, I'm everywhere on both levels. What I mean by that is I'm everywhere on your social media. Suddenly, the algorithm starts showing my reels to you. And you're like, who is this chick? And you look, you're like, oh, that girl's kind of cool. And I like her energy. Or you're like, oh, I don't like her. Bye. But whatever, it's really important that once you see me, it's like a trigger, right? It's like, oh, I want to learn what this girl's about. I want to go down the rabbit hole of her, all her TikToks and her reels. And that's a sign that you're supposed to do something with me, okay? I'll be everywhere. You'll see me everywhere. It's super annoying. You can't stop thinking about it. You can't stop thinking about your gifts. You can't stop thinking about what classes are here. Maybe that's how you got into spirit school. That's the human way. The second way, how this works, is that we could be complete strangers. And you'll see me one day on Instagram or whatever. And then the next day, I'm in your dream. I have shown up in people's dreams to tell them it is time to work with me. I can't make this up. This has happened so many times. If you're like humming and hawing, or maybe I should, maybe I shouldn't. I know when I've astral traveled the night before because I don't sleep well. So I don't think I went in anyone's dream last night because I slept pretty well, which is great for me. But these are the two things that will occur if it's time for you to do this, become a medium, to work with me, and maybe you're meant to work with someone else, and I love that. As long as you're working with someone else and you're going to train properly. Now, I know all the natural mediums who are born with it. I'm a natural third generation psychic medium. I don't need to develop my gifts. Well, okay, great. That's fine. That's your jam. But from what I believe personally that there needs to be some kind of training, right? You need to learn. There's so many things to learn. It's not just about, how do I connect with the spirit world? How do I protect my energy? How do I know I'm communicating with spirit? What's the evidence? Is it a man or female? Male or female? Is it grandma or grandpa? It's way more than that. That's the first step. That it is beyond that. There's so much to learn, like integrity and boundaries, and how do you present your information once you know how you work? Where is spirit standing? Are they taking over your body? Are they standing over there? Can you see them? Can you hear them? Do you know they're there? Do you feel them? Why do you have a chest pain? It's infinite. There's infinite things to learn in this work, right? And me being in it only 8 years or so, 8 to 10 years, like I know a smidgen of it. And it's enough for me to be able to help other new mediums understands that they're not afraid and that they can hone it and step into perhaps their purpose, or maybe it's in your soul contract that you are meant to be a medium. And one of the reasons why there are so many mediums now is because they were called to do that. Spirit called them to do this because there is a mass transition of people transitioning from this life to the next life. And we need more people to connect to the loved ones who are left behind, who are grieving. And we are helpers of grief. Okay, so there's so many things I bet you didn't think of, right? But it's a really, really important thing to do. And people will say, well, everyone's a medium. Okay, that's great, but not everyone should be a medium, right? There's so many things to learn. And on top of all of those things is a digging of your soul. It's a digging of your soul. Like, it's whatever your hurts are, your traumas and your emotions that shoved down, it, like the brightest light you ever seen or maybe never seen, is going to shine inside your body and bring it out. Okay. But there's so many cool things about this. There's so many. It's the most rewarding thing I shouldn't say that. One of the most rewarding things I've ever done in my life. And that was spirit led for sure too. But as you all know, I used to teach kindergarten, right? So I started out as a kindergarten teacher in a private school. And then I lost that job. I was let go for other reasons, but we won't get into that. I don't have any trauma about that either. And then I ended up at a daycare, which I did not enjoy, but everything was very karmic the way things happened. And I tried to get into the local school board, and they told me that they would hire me as a substitute teacher because I wasn't a team player. I told them to shove it. And then I got the job at a bigger school board, and didn't last there very long, as you guys know, because I did. Oh my God. I thought, I like, this is my dream job. I'm in the school board. Look at me. Look at me being in kindergarten. Oh, no. So anyways, I won't go into that story again, but it was quite the journey for that. And that is what led me to being very unhappy, to needing to change my life and my mindset and find something that gave me joy. And that's when I found the School of Miracles, which is where I trained to become a medium myself. And so here we are today, fast forward. And don't forget, we have kids too. We have little kids, right? And so they were part of my journey as well. The little kids. So why am I calling them the little kids? They're big kids now, but I have 4 children. And they were an integral part of my journey as well, my spiritual awakening. And so everything is a gift. And so you look back on your life, maybe right now, if you take a second to look back, do you see the synchronicities of how things transpired? Or when you tried to force something and it just wouldn't work, it just wouldn't stick. And the more you try hard, the more you try to make something happen, the worse it gets, the worse you feel, and the more things begin to fall apart, right? This is a very, very important lesson to understand, that we are part of a bigger thing, right? So when our human, tiny human mind is like, I think I'm going to try this and make it, it's not working. You're getting no's. Well, I'm just going to try harder. That's when things start to fall apart, right? And sometimes you'll notice that you're having I call it a Phoenix rising moment, where your whole life falls apart. I'm sure you can relate. I'm sure you've had moments like myself where your whole life falls apart. You're like, what? You're like, I'm going to do this. And the universe is like, oh, are you? Well, go ahead and see how that works out for you. After you're done that, let's make your life fall apart and you need to lose everything. And that way you can have a spiritual awakening. So the Phoenix rising thing is the thing. The idea behind what I call the Phoenix rising syndrome. Oh, I like that. Phoenix rising syndrome is when you've been trying so hard for years and nothing is working, and all of a sudden everything falls apart. You're making really bad decisions. You know there's something else bigger than yourself out there. You're not feeling alive. You feel dead inside. You feel numb. You don't feel anything. And so you decide to go and do things that is really stupid, but it's part of your story. And then everything falls apart, and then you end up on the floor. Well, the floor moment, it's talked about in my book, Unearth Your Intuition. And you end up on the floor. And so you end up on the floor and you're like, okay, I hate my life. I'm really unhappy. Maybe I should just leave this whole world. And then all of a sudden, this voice comes out of nowhere for the first time in your whole life. And she tells you to get off the freaking floor. And so you do. And it changes everything, right? The kids are in the background with their snotty noses and they want their chicken nuggets warmed up. but wow, and you're trying your hardest to be the best mom possible, but you just feel like you're failing and nothing you do is good enough, and you think your kids maybe don't love you and they're going to resent you when they're 20, and that won't happen, just so you know. Yeah, it's I don't know where I was going with that, but I feel like I needed to tell someone that so that you could hear that story, that everything is going to work out. Everything, it looks like things are the end of the world, but they're not. It's actually the end of the world. And so you're on the floor, going back to the Phoenix syndrome. After a while, once you're on the floor and you get up, that's the important thing, is that you got to get up, right? And then you start to feel like there's maybe something bigger than you guiding you, like, I feel like I need to go to this store and I don't know why. So I'm just going to go. I'm going to follow the feeling. I'm going to follow the nudges. I'm going to follow the whoosh instead of my logic mind, because it makes no sense for me to drive 45 minutes to the store. It's out of my way, but I feel like I need to go there and I don't know why. And just follow those little breadcrumbs, those synchronistic breadcrumbs, because getting off the floor is when the phoenix burns to death, right? You just burn to death on the ground, your ashes. And then all of a sudden, you get to a point in your life and you don't remember how you got there, but you are risen up. You are the phoenix and you are reborn. You are reborn. You're a whole new person. You are not the person that you were who was on the floor before she got on the floor, right? So it's really, really important that you pay attention to your spirit inspirations, or I call them the whooshes. The whooshes are huge. It's that feeling like, I don't know why I need to go here, but I feel like I need to go here, bye. And you just go. It's like this overwhelming sensation that if you don't go, you're like, something's going to happen if you don't go. You just know you have to go. And while I do feel like this podcast episode might be all over the map, because like I said, I do feel like I have a lot of ADHD right now, I really hope it's making sense to that one person, or maybe more than one person, who's hearing this story and going, oh, wow, yeah, that makes a lot of sense to me. And to not give up, because I wanted to give up, right? Before I got to the point where I wanted to be a medium, because I didn't know any of this, I was not gifted at all. I didn't know what astrology was. I didn't know talking to dead people was a thing. I was in my own little world. And that whole world crumbled so that I could see the new world. So I could see what was available to me when I was limited and blinded from it. And that all the things that happened had to happen. They all had to happen. They all must happen. You must be on the floor so that you can be reborn into the version of you who remembers who the fuck you are and why you came here. So if you don't know why you came here, I get comments on Instagram all the time. Jen, I don't know why I'm here. What's my purpose? I can't afford a reading, but I don't know. I can't tell you what your purpose is. All I can say to you is that you need to keep going and don't give up and follow the whoosh. Follow those nudges. Follow the inspiration, follow the bigger picture, do things from your gut, your intuition. And the more you live your life that way, the better your life becomes. And the closer you are to your new life, the version of you who you know you are underneath all of the crapola. Okay? So I'm not saying your life is crapola. I'm not saying that. So how did we get here? How did we get to this point? Because I wanted this episode to be about how to become a medium. And it kind of is in a roundabout ADHD kind of way, right? Because you have to have that tower moment for you to open your gifts sometimes. Not all the time. Like if someone dies, someone close to you passes, sometimes that is a catalyst into a spiritual awakening, right? So there's many people on the planet who are waking up. And wow, did I trigger people about the red pill, blue pill kind of thing? Just so you know, I did not mean if you like Kamala. Again, I'm Canadian, so what the heck? But if you're voting for Kamala, I did not mean that you're stupid and that you're a sheep and that you're... What I was saying was the symbolism of the blue and the red, okay? Just the symbolism of it was nothing personal at all, if you took it that way. So I also feel like becoming a medium or being more into your spiritual energy and your soul realizes that we take this life way too seriously. We are way too serious. We're like angry and we're lashing out on social media and telling people that they're frauds. There's just a sense of loss of not being able to be happy, right? And I understand there are things that would maybe prevent that. But for me, I'm choosing to live a spirit-led, wonderful, happy life. And that's not saying that I don't get angry, because as you can see, I can be passive-aggressive. I can be I can not talk to you. I can block you. I can do all of the not quote unquote non-spiritual things, but I judge people. That's being human. Like we are definitely human beings, right? And we all have to go through the things and we'll get judged for it or we'll judge other people. But I actually think it's part of the journey. I know it sounds maybe bad, but I feel like this is all part of the journey. And to not be hard on yourselves when you are in judgment, where you are in shame, where you are in blocking people, just, it's really hard these days, you guys, to maintain your energy, isn't it? And that's part of mediumship too, is that you have to, I bet you don't even know where your aura is. Where's my aura? Oh, it's on the ceiling. Oh, haha, what's an aura, right? Your auric field is your energy field around you. And if you don't know where it is, you're going to have a lot of trouble in the grocery store because you're going to mingle with other people's auras. And inside everyone's aura is their emotions, their conversations with people, the things that they've done. It's all in there. Their pain is in there. And you're mingling with other people's things. And so you don't know what is your energy and what is someone else's energy. And that is called discernment, which is another thing you learn in mediumship, is discernment. If you don't have discernment, oh, you're gonna have a big problem in your life and in class. Like, so learning discernment is a huge part of all of this journey. And I think that's actually one of the best lessons to learn, is discernment, 100%. 100%. We need that more than ever, right? Especially now. So I think I'm going to be weird, and I think I'm going to leave it here. I'm going to let that settle. And I really, really appreciate you being here. And thank you so much for listening to the Singing Medium podcast. And again, if you're in Canada, I highly recommend that you go get a Canada Dry cranberry ginger ale. I think that's a Christmas drink, isn't it? And P.S. November 1st, I will be decorating for Christmas. Okay, because I hate Halloween. Okay, love you. See you next time.